Rise and shine, rise and grind. Welcome back to Clocked In with Corey. I'm your host, Corey James, and this is Clocked In, the life development podcast where I review how to choose growth and overcome adversity with a clocked in mindset, meaning that we are committed to high performance and productivity against all odds. Now, this is episode number, 136 or possibly 137. Nonetheless, it's entitled Questions in 22 and Answers in 23. Now, in case you didn't get it, 2022, right? 2023. Coming into 2022, we had so many questions. And I was having a conversation with a friend about just reflections, things we've learned, things we've experienced, what 22 really encompassed for us. And what I said to him is like, look, we came into 2022 with questions and we're headed into 2023 with answers. And that is the most clear and significant example of progress that I can think of. Again, we came into 2022 with questions and we're leaving it with answers. That's growth. Now, that isn't to say that it's taken the entire year for us to find the answers to the questions that we had at the beginning of this year. But what that is to say is that we were in 2022, coming into this year, in a mode of questioning, right? Questioning in general. Questioning, like, how much longer will the pandemic last? How do we overcome the deficits that have been created from the pandemic? How will the economy be affected? How will I maintain my mental health under these circumstances? How do I continue to develop myself when I feel like I'm stuck in a vacuum? Where do we go from here? What about my family? What about my friends? What about my life? What about my career? So many questions were wrapped around the entrance of 2022. And here we are, and I can only speak for myself, of course, but what I can tell you is that in 2023, I see drastic change on the way. Drastic. See, the mindset that we're taking into 2023 is one that, again, is comprised of answers. And solution seeking is what I call it. Deep introspection, right? Shadow work, research, self-imposed challenges. These have become the answers to many of the questions that I have had over this past year. And I think that if you start to chart this path and navigate through your own experience, you can find some answers too that you can carry with you from 2022 into 2023. So instead of seeing these answers as absolute though, let me just make note and say that I think the fact that we're finding some answers doesn't mean that we'll have all answers. It just means that there are more answers to be found as long as we are seeking them. Sometimes the answer is therapy. Sometimes the answer is medication. Sometimes the answer is career change, it's breakup, it's makeup, it's community change, it's building new relationships. Maybe it's leaving the state. Maybe it's returning to a place that you thought you would never go back to. I don't know what it looks like for you, but what I can tell you is that there are answers out there as long as you're willing to seek. As long as you're chasing answers and not just questions. See, it's so easy to get seduced by the questions and to just go down the rabbit hole of, well, what if and how? And all of those things are important, but it's important that you put a comma after that question, right? It's important that there's some continuation. It's important that you leave room in your mind for there to be an outcome that's positive in this circumstance. It's important. I mean, not just important, it's essential. Why? Because the answers may vary greatly for everyone, but this is your reminder that your questions, fears, doubts, all those things, they aren't stupid, they aren't silly, right? They aren't meant to be shrugged off. They're valid, but we also have to respect them enough to go above them and to better manage our mindsets around the problems that need to be solved. Now look, if you went to a restaurant or whatever customer service-based business, you walk in and there's poor service from the door throughout your experience. In most cases, you're going to ask for a manager. Well, in this case of your mindset, you are the manager. So I'm asking for you to now manage up. I'm asking for you to go above these problems and to seek the solutions that will carry you into success in 2023, whatever that means for you, because it's unique for everyone. But if you're listening to this, I know that deep down inside somewhere, there is an element of that clocked in mindset, that doing the life work to make your life work, that seeking of fulfillment, that wanting to be joyous and joyful, that wanting to be a positive reflection of what life can be versus what life has been. If you're listening to this, I know that it's inside you and that you want better. You want to learn better. You want to live better. You want to eat better. You want to dream bigger. But it starts here. And for those who aren't watching video, it starts in your mind. It starts in your head, in your brain. It starts with your thoughts. And you have to accept that and make peace with it in order to make change from it. Now, here's the big question. The big question is this, and I get asked all the time, how do I develop a solution-seeking mindset? Like, okay, Corey, you convinced me, right? I'm interested, I'm curious, but how do I develop that? Well, I'm glad you asked. So one, you have to shift your focus from problems to actively seeking out solutions and outcomes, right? Outcomes that are positive. One of my favorite approaches is by creating my own self-imposed challenges, as I mentioned earlier, that live separately and as priorities in my life over the external challenges. Now, here's what I mean, right? If I don't have to be at work until 8 a.m, now this isn't your situation. I'm not prescribing this, I'm just explaining. If I don't have to be at work until 8 a.m, then I set my alarm for 5 because I want an hour to an hour and a half of focused building me time, preparing me to go and be my best in that work situation and environment. Now, you may say, absolutely not. I wouldn't do it. Doesn't make sense. And that's fine. But what I can tell you is that I've researched a lot of high achievers. And those high achievers make a habit and a practice and a priority of building themselves before they go and build out the rest of their day. So ask yourself, if where you are is where you want to stay, then that's fine. You may not need to change much. But coming from where I came from, let me just tell you, I had to change a lot. I had to wake up earlier. I had to stay up later. I had to constantly be in research and in study, right? I had to self-assess, self-analyze. And even whenever I had emotions building up that would make it easy for me to quit, for me to just throw my hands up and say, I'm done, I had to step back from myself, right? From my lower self, truly, because that's what it was. I had to step back from my lower self and ask myself. I had to ask myself, is this a reflection of the person that you desire to become? And if not, then you cannot afford to be thinking in this way. You cannot afford to be acting impulsively. You cannot and should not position yourself for failure when you have a clear vision of success. Which brings me to number 2, which is get clarity on your goals. Your goals have to be reduced down to their purest form. And if you need to, use the 5-Y technique. The 5-Y, that's W-H-Y, technique is whenever you start with a question, a core question, right? Ask why and why, and continue going down until you get to the most simplest form of truth that you can identify within your goal in this circumstance, right? That's how you find that clarity. That's how you build yourself, because you have to be clear on where you are and where you're headed. And then you can look at all the things that you need to do in between to really become that person that you were meant to be. Okay, and number 3 is look for opportunities. Sometimes we get so fed up with life that we chase the problems, roadblocks, stop signs, and failures instead of redirecting that effort towards opportunities. Oh man, I've never made that dish before, so I don't know if I should try it. Needs to become, this is an opportunity to try something new, let me lean in. That promotion that may not be quite familiar to you, it may not be in the role that you were previously in, maybe it's a career change, you have to lean into that and open up to that. You have to believe that there are opportunities to be found in obstacles. From every obstacle, there is an opportunity, but you have to seek it out. You have to go out and pursue it, because guess what? If you don't seek the opportunities from the obstacles, then whenever the adversity strikes, as it always will, it's not an if, it's a when, then you will be ill-prepared. And then you go down that negative thought loop, those negative patterns all come back into the forefront, and you find yourself taking steps back instead of taking steps forward in life. And I'm just telling you, if you're listening to this, if you're watching this, I believe in you to be better than that. Treat yourself better than that. Also, try to make the best of the opportunities by making them fun. How do you make them fun, right? I always say gamify, because there's something about our brains that if we look at it as a game, then it's a much easier process to seek the solution versus just saying, I have a problem, what do I do with this? Stay open-minded, right? Look, I'm so committed to the stay open-minded that I got a key to an open mind tattooed on my hand as a reminder constantly that whenever my limiting beliefs start to try to build up and box me in, I look down at my hand and I say, stay open-minded. Key to an open mind. Keep the key to an open mind as close as possible, right? Number four is seek out resources. Now look, that resource could be, I don't know, podcast. I'm just saying, right? It could be a book. It could be going for a walk, a run, a jog. It could be your group chat where you're talking nonsense and I don't know, right? It's different for everyone, but whatever it is, seek out those resources. A book club, a Facebook community. Figure out what that looks like for you and then dive into those resources just like you would dive into binging a show that just came out on Netflix. Take that energy and realize that it's transferable. That binging energy that you have for a show, yes, you can also apply it to a book or something that will build you. That is not a, I don't feel like that's very often understood or recognized, that so many of these things are transferable. Let's just talk consistency as a sidebar, right? If you have been consistent in showing up on time to work every day because of external factors, then you can now be consistent in my eyes. And in this realm, you can be consistent and transfer that consistency in your life to, I don't know, waking up on time, right? Or to going to the gym more consistently, or to, reading more books. Basically utilizing those resources that we're talking about. If you have consistency elsewhere based on external factors, then let's figure out how for you in your mind to make those external factors feel more internal, right? And more focused, closer to home, so that then you can lean into them, you can enjoy them, you can make the most of it, and you can build yourself into the person that you want to be and that you deserve to be and that you have the ability to be in 2023. Look, I'm not talking New Year's resolutions, I'm talking life change and transformation. If you are looking for New Year's resolutions, then hey, you can put that label on it, but we're talking life change and transformation here. Because if you take these tools, these tactics, and you apply them in your life, then there are incredible things waiting for you on the other side. And I don't mean on the other side of the year. I mean on the other side of the decision. I mean tomorrow and the next day and the next day and every day after that. So seek out resources. And then next, number five is practice positive thinking. Okay, so I know this is a tough task, because we're so commonly stuck in the negative thought loop of doom, gloom, and disaster, and we're waiting for the other shoe to drop instead of dwelling on the negative thoughts, we try to focus on the positive aspects of our situations that we can work with. What can we use from here? What can we incorporate? What can you incorporate that you've learned in the past, right? How can you overcome something similar, or can you think of a person who has overcome something similar? This is about hope. Anchor your thoughts around hope and lean into replacing the negative thoughts with positive thoughts in every given opportunity, because there's always an opportunity from the obstacle. Remember that. Now, number six, this is going to be our last and final tip, is learn from your mistakes. Now look, there have been times where I've recorded this podcast with no notes, and then I listened back to it and I wasn't really satisfied with the results. So I learned from those mistakes, and now I have show notes that I refer to as I'm speaking to you and over you and looking to inspire you and to help you find your transformation and to help you really get clocked into your life. Now I have notes that I can refer to. Why? Because that will help me better serve you. So my suggestion to you is to learn from your mistakes so that you can better serve you every single day. You can make that decision right here and right now. You don't need anything extra. You don't need anything more than what you have right now, but you have to make that decision, that commitment, and you have to be disciplined enough to say that this is how I'm going to build my life, and this is how I'm going to live my life, and this is how I will be fulfilled in my life. Will you take that chance on yourself? Will you bet on you? Will you start to believe that it can be true, that there is more out there in the world for you? Will you act in accordance with it? That's my question. Get a notebook, right? Write it down. Write down where you are and where you want to be. Detail it. Look, you can go on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, and Google and find different writing prompts that will help you to mentally prepare by writing it down, getting it on paper. But you have to start somewhere. And my suggestion, of course, is that you start here. This is the learning process that can transform your life. From problem prioritized to solution seeking. You deserve this shift in mindset. Again, you deserve this shift in mindset. You deserve to be more resilient and growth mindset focused. You deserve to seek solutions that evaded you in the past days, months, and years. You deserve it so much that I challenge you to make the change right now in real time. Take this podcast and run with it. Literally run with it if you need to. Walk with it if you need to. Work out with it if you need to. Whatever it is that you need. This is the last podcast that I will be sharing with you this year. And I've created about 8 hours worth of podcasts. And I'm so proud of that work. That work has come, though, from these same principles that I'm sharing with you. Don't make me out to be special. Don't make me out to be different. Make me out to be someone who decided to be disciplined and then built up towards that. I did the same thing. I'm doing the same thing from a lifestyle standpoint that you can do starting right now. It's on you. It's up to you. But you've got this. I'm not just barking orders. I'm just giving tips. I'm giving guidance. You've got this. So look, with that being said, I love you. I support you. I want to see you win. I want to see you grow. And I believe in your ability to do so. But you have to believe in yourself that much more. More so than even I can believe in you. And you have to act in accordance with that greater belief. So today, if you find yourself feeling like, man, I don't have the time. I don't have the time to do all of this. Then my challenge to you is don't find the time, make the time. And for that obstacle of time, guess what? There's a solution to be found if you seek it. So again, in 2022, we came in with questions. We're going out of 2022 and into 2023, though, with answers. So how good, how great will your answers be? We'll see. I love you. I support you. I want to see you win. I want to see you grow. I believe in your ability to do so. But you got to do the work, because this is personal development, personal growth. Personal transformation. Have a great rest of your 2022, and I will see you in 2023. It's Corey.